Okay. My name is Megan. I am 26 years old. Today is, I don't know what today is.
23rd.
Today's the 23rd of November, 2018. It's Black Friday. I'm speaking with my grandmother, Shirley Four. Say hi.
Hi.
Who is, tell them how old you are. How old are you?
Oh, I'm 93.
She is 93 years old. I live in Austin, Texas, but we are recording this in Auburn, Indiana. Okay, Grandma, tell me about someone who had a big influence on your life. Who would it be, and what kind of influence did they have?
Well, I think my parents, because they taught me to live carefully and frugally, and we grew up in the Depression, so I learned the values of everything, mm-hmm. and responsibility, independence.
What year were you born?
1925.
Okay, so my students and I, we just watched The Great Gatsby.
Oh.
Have you read The Great Gatsby?
I probably did years
so
ago.
So it's about life in the 20s and 30s. Oh, you know, there's okay. the difference between like the working class
difference.
And yeah. those who had a lot of money. And so
This is true.
That film often only shows the side of it where the people have a lot of money, which I think is really interesting.
Yeah.
Which is the opposite of how you grew up, right?
That's right.
Do you wish you had grown up differently, or are you glad that you grew up the way you did?
No, I'm glad I grew up the way I did. I learned the values.
What are the values that you feel are the most important that your parents taught you?
Well, I think they taught me to appreciate everything I had and help others and respect others. And of course, you know, we learned to live with what we had
mm-hmm.
and appreciate it.
I agree with that. Okay. Can you describe one of your happiest memories?
Oh boy.
I know, it's a really hard question. One of your favorite memories.
One of my favorite memories probably is when I married Paul's dad.
How did you guys meet?
I went to Denver to work. And
I don't think I know the story.
Yeah, I moved to Denver to work and I met him. I lived at the YWCA and they took us to the Air Force Base for dances, and so that's where I met him. He was in the service.
Grandpa was in the Air Force?
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that.
Yeah. He was at Lowry Air Force Base in Colorado.
Okay. I did not know that you guys lived there.
Yeah.
How long did you live there for?
4 years. We were married at the Lowry Air Force Base Chapel.
Really? I didn't know that either.
Yeah. And then Nancy was born at Fitzsimmons Army Hospital.
Where's that at? Also in Colorado?
Colorado.
Interesting.
Denver, outside of Denver.
No wonder she loves Colorado.
Yeah.
She was born there.
She ended up back there.
I didn't know that. Okay. Did I tell you about Colin and I's friend, John, who was in the Air Force, who passed away last week?
No.
So, okay, I'm going to pause this for my audience. We are back. So,
he had been in Italy and different places.
So, Grandpa Grider was in the Air Force, but Grandpa Eldon was in
the Army.
Mm-hmm. How long was he in the Army for?
I couldn't tell you. Probably 3 or 4 years, not very long.
So a shorter time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he did not go overseas. Eldon didn't, but Grandpa Grider did.
How old was my dad when Grandpa Grider passed away? Was he a teenager?
I think he was 12.
So Nancy was a teenager, right?
Yeah, Nancy was a teenager, right.
Was she in college?
She was at Ball State.
She was just in college, that's right.
She was at
right.
Ball State.
Okay.
And I had a call and tell her. It was terrible.
I bet, I'm sure it was. Wow, okay. Well, back to a happier talking point. What is your favorite memory from your childhood?
Oh, my.
Tell me where you lived, where you grew up. what city, what state, because my listeners don't know anything about.
Okay. Your childhood. Well, I was born and grew up in Waterbury, Connecticut.
Waterbury, Connecticut.
And I went to grade school. We lived on a hill. Okay. And went to a grade school and graduated as a salutatorian. Then went to high school and then nurse's training. Between high school and nurse's training, I went to business college for a year because I wasn't old enough. I graduated at 17, so I wasn't old enough to go to training until I was 18.
Okay.
And, well, I don't know. I think I enjoyed outdoors a lot. Mm-hmm. We did a lot of outdoor things in New England, in the snow and sliding and building forts. And
did you ever go skiing?
I did, but I wasn't a good skier.
Did you snowboard?
No, we didn't have snowboards. We didn't have anything but a sled.
Okay, well, I've never been skiing either, so that's okay. Yeah.
And we didn't travel that much because my dad didn't even have a car for a while. And my grandparents and aunts and uncles all lived in Massachusetts, and we were about 100 miles away. So we didn't travel there about once a year. We got to see my cousins and grandparents. Mm-hmm. So,
do you feel like you're the same person now that you were in high school, or have you changed?
Oh, I'm sure I've changed.
In what way? What's the biggest way? Like, even me, I feel like I'm completely different than I was in high school.
Oh, yeah. I'm more mature.
And, aren't we all?
Smarter, I think. Maybe I learned a lot through the years. Happier. I think we're all, as we grow older, we learn a lot of things and we feel like we've accomplished something with our lives. Mm-hmm. If you've had children and grandchildren and whatever, I think you appreciate every day of your life.
I think so too.
You should.
I think that's a good answer.
Yeah.
Okay. Next question. What are you proudest of, and why does it make you feel proud? It's a hard question.
It's a very hard question. I guess I'm proud of my son and daughter and what they've become with their lives, and I think that's the most important thing. I'm happy that I had such a very full life with two families. Mm-hmm. And I was very fortunate to do some traveling and mm-hmm. seeing a little bit of the world.
Yeah, I think that's really important too.
I think so.
It's probably where I get my love of traveling.
Seeing how other people live.
That's my favorite.
Uh-huh.
I love to see how people live and how they eat and what they eat.
It's different. And there's so many people, we were talking about that today, that never leave home.
I know, which is crazy.
They just stay and they grow up. It's nice that their families and friends are close.
Mm-hmm.
That's mm-hmm. good. That's a positive side. But I think it's important too to learn, expand your life and travel and see how other people live.
I agree. Okay.
Am I talking too much?
No, you're talking the perfect amount. Tell me an embarrassing story of my dad when he was little.
Oh my God.
Do you have any really funny things that he did or said, or a time where you could tell he was embarrassed?
Jeez, I don't know.
Because I don't know much about dad as a kid.
Hmm.
Or Nancy.
I can only think of the good things. I can't think of the bad things.
Okay, so what is something that dad did as a kid that you can remember the most?
One of the things that I remember, he was a teenager,
mm-hmm.
and there was a blizzard, and he took his sled, and he went around to the neighbors to see what they needed, and he walked to the store.
Really?
Yes, he did, and it was his idea.
You're
kidding.
Went
to the store and came back, and he said, you know, I don't know even know who or what or how many things he got, but that was his idea.
Interesting.
During the blizzard. Yeah.
That kind of does not surprise me.
Yeah, it was just his idea, and he wanted to help people.
He always wants to help people.
Yeah. Hmm. I remember something that was really cute. He came home one day, and he had this little puppy. He says, "Mom, isn't this the cutest little thing?" And I said, you know, I mean, I was a single mom at that time, raising two children. He said, he wanted to have a puppy. And I said, well, I don't think we can do that because there wouldn't be anybody to take care of the puppy, you know. Well, anyway, I got talked into it. He did have Lucky. He had his little dog,
Lucky.
Oh, that's
right, Lucky.
Yeah. And it worked out just fine. He was just so happy.
How long did you guys have Lucky for?
Oh, probably 13, 14 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How old do you think Dad was before Lucky passed away?
Pardon?
How old was Dad
when
Lucky
passed
away?
Well, we had Lucky. We still had Lucky when Paul was grown in college, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How old was Dad and Nancy when you met Grandpa Eldon?
Well, I've known Eldon for many years because my children went to school with his stepchildren.
Okay.
But I would say, in fact, Nancy used to go to their house and, you know, was friends with his stepdaughters.
How old were you when you met Grandpa Eldon?
When I married him?
Mm-hmm.
When we got married? Well, it was 78, so that would be 53? Is that 53?
Yeah.
I think.
I can't do math very well. This is why I teach English.
78.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it was 53.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who's older, you or Grandpa Eldon?
I was a little bit older. Yeah. In fact, today is the anniversary of his death. He died the day after Thanksgiving.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm glad I came over here today then.
I'm glad you did too.
I have so many good memories of Grandpa. Mm-hmm. I just remember all the times we were at your house and there was all the Christmas stuff.
There's your picture right over there.
I love that picture. We always took our pictures on that couch.
I know.
And I always had to sit closest to Grandpa.
Oh, I know. You were always on his lap or somewhere. Yeah.
I remember the times we would play with the Christmas table decorations and we would sit on this thing.
Yeah.
Because it was always by the Christmas tree.
Yeah.
I remember that house in New Haven very well.
Yeah, he enjoyed doing all that. He enjoyed the village.
Yeah, oh, I loved
he
the
loved
village.
He loved that village.
Me
and
too.
I wish your dad would put it up again sometime.
We'll
He's
have to
got
work
it.
On that. Okay, good
and
to
I
know.
And I don't think there's room for it here.
Yeah,
but
I don't
maybe
think there's
he,
room either.
I think he put it up one time in the
Okay, we'll have to.
Sunroom. The
Four Seasons room?
Yeah. I think he put it up in there one time on table.
Well, I'll have to show you some pictures when we're done here. We bought a Christmas tree today, so.
Oh, did you?
Yes, I'll show you pictures of it.
Okay.
Okay. Next question is, for your great-great-grandchildren listening to this years from now, is there any wisdom you would want to pass on to them? What would you want them to know?
Be thankful for every day and try to live each day a happy, full life and be kind to others. Work hard to accomplish something in your life. Just be thankful, I guess.
I think that's a good one too, to be thankful.
Be thankful.
Yeah. Okay. How would you like to be remembered by others?
Ooh.
You know, when they think of Shirley, oh, that Shirley, she was.
Oh, come on.
I know.
I don't know.
Okay.
I just want to know that I was a hard worker and I was a decent person.
I think you're a decent person too.
Yeah, I'm a decent. I, you know, I didn't accomplish great things, but I made a living and raised two kids, and I've loved.
I think that's a great thing.
Have some great grandkids, and I'm real proud of them. And I'm very thankful for what I have today, that I am still here and I am still enjoying life. And I've still got my brain. I'm still,
I know.
I'm able to think and enjoy talk. Things.
Yeah.
You know, and read. Enjoy reading and doing word puzzles.
What would you say is the secret to still having your health in your brain at 93?
Secret?
Yeah, because, you know, like.
Genes? In the genes? Maybe.
Okay, so maybe we have good genes.
I think a lot of it is in genes, or maybe it's just clean living. I don't know.
I read an article maybe a year ago where there was this like 105-year-old woman, and someone was like, what's the secret to living forever? And she was like, I drink one Dr. Pepper every day. And I thought maybe you had some secret of how you do it.
Not really.
Okay.
Not really.
Do you read a lot?
I like to read. My eyes are not as good, and I do read
large print.
Yeah, these are the two books I just got. This one sounds like it's going to be real good.
Have you ever read the book called Man's Search for Meaning?
No, I don't think
so. Okay, I'll have to see if I can find it for you in large print, because I'm teaching it this year, and I know Man's Search for Meaning. I know it's about, like, the Holocaust, and there's, like, it's a Holocaust survivor.
Oh, I think I've seen it.
I think it's won a prize.
I think I've seen it written.
Victor something.
I've read about it somewhere. I've seen it written about.
It's relatively new. 2005, maybe.
Okay.
So I'll have to see if I can find your copy.
Just sounds like something I've seen something written about recently.
Yeah.
They had a program on TV, which was, the library was involved in it, I think. But it was, I forget who the celebrity was. But anyway, it was one of the news people that used to be on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, she had a reader's thing. On the PBS, on the, you know, public broadcasting.
Mm-hmm.
And they went up through a lot of these old books, is what they did. They talked about and discussed these really older books.
Hmm.
You know, like Gone with the Wind, mm-hmm. and a lot of these old ones that mm-hmm. were, you know.
Very well known.
Yeah, very well known. that was interesting. I think your mom was going to watch it, and then she forgot about it, I think, because it was on for like about 5 days or something like that. And I'm not sure on this other one. But
do you like this one so far?
I haven't started it yet.
A Breath of Hope by Lorraine Snelling.
They're both labeled as inspirational.
Okay.
But that one sounds really good. Coming over from, what was it, France or somewhere? Mm-hmm. Yeah. To Minnesota.
Speaking of moving and migrating, what can you tell me about your parents and their parents and your great-grandparents about kind of just like our family history and genealogy?
I've got it.
Okay, what do you got? Tell me.
I found a whole bunch of it. Of course, your dad's cousin Dana did a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
But they came from Scotland originally.
Okay.
And my grandma Cole came from Nova Scotia, Great Cape Breton Island. And they all ended up in New England, north of Massachusetts.
Now, when you say that they came from there, like, how old was Grandma Cole? Like, was Grandma Cole born in Nova Scotia?
I think so, yeah. And then they moved to New England, and I think she married there. I have a book that Dana printed. He went there, and he went and he took pictures of a lot of the places where the people lived, and cemetery, found mm-hmm. a real old gravestone and stuff like that. I wish we had more time.
Yeah.
And then I found another one that someone else had, a genealogist had done, and that was interesting. It had a lot, had more of a history and more of the names, mm-hmm. you know, that were from, mm-hmm. were popular at that time.
That's what I want to know is like.
Yeah. And it was,
do you have any, like,
Proctor, like Procter & Gamble?
Yeah.
Proctor was my grandmother's maiden name.
Proctor.
That's a Scotch name. And Grant is another one.
Okay.
Grant. Malcolm. There's three of them. And Dr. Mason's mother has been to Scotland. That's okay. Your dad's doctor. She's here. And we talked about oh, all fun. The different. She's been to Scotland. And some of the names are in her family history also, way back when. She grew up in Canada.
That's fun.
So it's kind of interesting. Huh. I've never gotten into genealogy, but I'm glad some people did because I just don't have the patience to do it now.
I don't either. It's really interesting.
But it is so, it's becoming more popular.
I know.
More people are into it now. I'll just show you briefly just so you can see
what this
book looks like. This is fascinating.
New England and Canada.
Get this out of here.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is so cool.
Yeah.
1750 to 1900.
They've been to Scotland. They've been to
Scotland. Okay. This is cool. Now, I also know that Aunt Nancy has like a family tree book.
She has one of these too, I think.
The Cole Farm. The third Thomas Cole Jr. died suddenly and intestate? I don't know. In 1860, at the age of 57, resulting in a complex probate, documented something I don't even know.
But wow, just look at the pictures.
The old coal road.
Yeah.
Road.
Yeah, wow. Dana and Hazel some of the houses to where they lived. And they didn't take pictures of people, more of the places.
The original house built in 1822 is at Left. Wow. Yeah,
isn't that something?
That's really cool.
Yeah. And she's starting to look up the Grider history now. She's getting the Grider stuff. She's got some of the Grider stuff. But this is my family.
Yeah.
But isn't that interesting? Yeah. I look at that and I think, oh my gosh.
Up and down the Merrimack River. Yeah, all this New Hampshire stuff. Colin would know exactly where all this is.
Yeah.
Amesbury, Newport.
See, my dad lived in Newport. My mom lived in Amesbury.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
I love looking at pictures.
Oh, yeah.
I love the way that New England houses look.
Yeah, they haven't changed that much.
They just look so different than the Midwest.
Now here's Cape Breton Island. This is where
Nova Scotia.
Yeah. This is where my grandma came. Was born or came from.
Mm-hmm.
And Proctor's, Grants, and Malcolm's.
Okay.
And there's a cemetery coming up.
Grantville Cemetery on the River
and
Inhabitants?
There's Hazel. She found, and turn the page, she found a really old.
Wow, 1872.
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that something?
Susanna,
and this was
Amelia
my
great
grandmother. Harriet, I think Harriet was.
Mm-hmm.
They said it was my great-grandmother.
Wow.
I didn't know any of these people, But it's history.
That's really cool.
Yeah, that's something.
This is so cool.
Yeah.
Who gave this to you?
So maybe he'll do more. I don't know.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I had some other stuff, but that's the main one, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Oops, wait a minute. Because I had some stuff my cousin did was mostly just lists of names, names and that. This was made it more real.
Yeah, I like knowing family names too. Colin and I talk about baby names for the future, and we've already picked some out.
Uh-huh.
I think we really like. So I know that with my mom's family, there's a tradition where the girls have middle names that start with M.
Uh-huh.
Do we have any family name traditions? At least on your side?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. Okay.
Not necessarily, no. I don't think
the
so.
Jennings do, I think.
Do they?
I know that my mom's sister, Diane,
mm-hmm.
didn't follow it with Kelsey, because Kelsey's middle name is, I think, Ray. But, like, my middle name is Michelle, Ash's is Marie, Mom's is Marlene.
Oh, okay. So the M's.
So the M for a girl, I think we're going to keep. But for Colin's family, there's some family names that we like. Obviously, Smith is not the most creative last name, so we thought we should have creative first names. So I think for our first boy, when we have kids, we like the name. So Colin's middle name is Castle. Cassel.
Oh.
I think it's a family name.
Okay. So Castle. Like it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the middle name that we've chosen is his grandpa's middle name, which is Devere.
Oh.
D-E-V-E-R-E. So oh, Castle Devere Smith. Ooh. Yeah. So Castle Devere sounds a little bit more unique. Since Smith isn't a unique name, we figured the first name should give him something special.
Yeah, something special.
So I think Castle Devere might be the first boy name.
Yeah, I like that.
I do too.
Yeah.
And I don't even think I've told mom and dad that yet. and for girls, and we talked about this maybe a year ago, we liked Kennedy for a girl.
Oh, okay.
And Reagan. Which are both presidential names.
Oh, yeah.
But, so we'll see. I'll let you know if it changes.
That's great.
Yeah.
Are you thinking of doing this soon?
No,
ready.
I think at the end of next summer, we're hoping to move back this way.
Are you really?
Yeah, Colin just wants to be closer to family. And... July 2019.
This summer?
This coming summer, up? Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, so either Indianapolis or Nashville, something like that, just because we want
a little bit north.
Yeah, because when we do start having kids in the next 2 to 3 years,
yeah,
we want to be near mom and dad and or his family, so we'll see.
That would be great.
I'll keep you posted.
Yeah, I hope so.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm not sure. I think that wraps up our interview. Anything else you want to say on the record? We did it. Thanks for listening.
Thank you. I love you.
We love you. Done. Are you sure you finished recording?